host tonight. What's going on here?
Special guest.
Top number
10. Rick, first of all, how pleased are you to have finished the job to this point? And how did you do it? How did you get to where you are right now, where you're on the cusp of something that you've been working for?
Well, the reality is we've just got 22 points out of 24, and we still don't have a playoff spot. So we have to keep pushing. We have to keep getting better. You know, you guys have said, okay, you're going to come back and, you know, put things in you that you want. We've made incremental improvements in our game, every game, and address certain things. So when we get to training camp, there's not that many things that we're going to change. We don't have to, because we're realizing the right way to play. We're starting to understand when we can and cannot make plays. So we're not turning the puck over as much. The structure has been good. But you give the players a ton of credit, man. They've been working their butt off. They have. So it's all on them. They've just bought in. So you couldn't be more proud of the guys. Just their effort. So, you know, hockey, we talk a lot about systems and X and O's. Man, sometimes it's all about passion, right? Just go out there and play hard. And then, you know, things will take care of themselves. And they do. So I give those players a lot of credit, man. They bought in, and you know what I love about them? They're still hungry. They know we got more to give. We got to keep pushing. So good on them. They deserve a break. But when we come back, we got a lot of work to do.
Corey, like everybody's excited for the Olympics. I think a lot of guys can probably use the breaks, eat up and such. Does it kind of stink to stop playing right now, as well as things are going for you? Do you hate to stop?
Oh, yeah, I mean, I don't need a break. I've had a year and a half off, right? Let's go to work tomorrow. But no, they need a break. And you know what? It's when the season starts, you know the break's coming, right? It's like the playoff format. I'll use that as an example. So, you know, everybody complains about the playoff format, this and that, but everyone knows at the start of the season what the playoff format is. Everyone knows at the start of the season what this break is going to do, right? So a coach's job is to manage the schedule as much as you can. And we knew the break was coming, and you live with it. And when we come back, we're going to have some hard practices, and we'll get them ready, because we're coming out of the gate with Boston and the Islanders, two teams I believe we can catch, both of them. It was 4-4 with Boston and Florida when I just left. But I believe we can catch them. But there's a lot of hard work ahead of us. So when we come back, we knew the break was coming. Okay, just live with it. But, man, there's going to be some hard practices coming up, too.
Yeah, it may be too far away to think about this closely, but you won seven in a row in regulation. How important is that to not be given points out? The situation you're in, and you look at that tiebreaker now, it's a much different picture than it was.
Yeah, but you know, again, so I look at the second period, three penalties. You know, we made it too easy for that. You're almost beating yourself. But again, we go into the third. I like how we responded. We stayed out of the box. They only had two chances, 5-on-5, and they weren't great chances. So I like how we responded to that, and that's what I like about the team. Okay, you can go in there and say, yeah, it's 3-0, but can we be better? Yeah, we can. So I like how they accept those challenges. And you know, it goes back to the leadership. The veterans do a great job here. But so when you don't like something, you can't be fooled by the score sometimes. Like, we're up 3-0, but we took three penalties in the second period. We turned the puck over. Bedard's walking, their best players walking in all alone on our goalie. Those things have to be cleaned up, regardless of the score. If you want, like, we're playing Colorado tonight, might not have got away with it. But we want to be at a level that we can compete against the best teams in this league. And that's where we're going to get to.
Mike, just to follow up on something you talked about a minute ago.
Uh-oh. I have to remember this, right?
No.
Okay, good.
Hold your hand. You get here, you have no idea of the collective ethos of the group or what the room is like. After about a month now, do you have an idea, and what would you say about that?
Oh, I just said they're just a great group. Like, you know, I had Monty in Winnipeg. I rely on Monty a lot, and I've got to know the leadership group very well. Spent a lot of time talking to them. But then you just watch them in practice every day, and you watch them in the meal room. That's how the hell they get along. Like all those little details, I'm walking by the locker room, they don't even know, but I'm just listening to what's being said and watching the groups and everything. You learn a lot about your team by in those situations, not just by what you're seeing on the ice. You learn a lot about your team off the ice. And I've learned that there's a close group, they care about each other. And that's it starts with that. Because if you don't care about each other, regardless, you know, the on-ice product itself is going to get affected. They care about each other. They're a good group. And I really, really enjoy, I've really enjoyed working with them. And I said before, when I was out, I missed that, just working with the players. And I just love this group. They're a fun group to work with.
I guess building on that, this stretch that you guys go into this break with and all the success,
we're still out of a playoff spot.
Absolutely.
So let's not ever lose sight of that.
You were in dead last, and you're not anymore. That's a big
we still don't have a playoff spot.
Agreed.
That's the way I look at it. So you go ahead. I'll stop cutting you off.
Yeah, 11-1. What does a stretch like this do for a team as far as their belief in that they can be a good team?
They know, and again, it goes back to the tonight's a perfect example. Okay, we weren't great in the second period, but we corrected all those things going into the third. So there's their belief. They know that, okay, we got to get back to playing Columbus Blue Jackets hockey. Let's get back to that. So, and I've said this before, they're starting to identify what we look like when we're playing well and what we look like when we're not. They're seeing that, and I'm hearing comments on the bench during the play, and I'm hearing comments in the locker room. So they recognize it. They know what we want to do. They know what we want to look like when we're playing well. And so that is, again, they've all bought in. So you give the players a ton of credit.
And lastly for me, compared to when you first got here, the penalty kill was having some issues when you first got here. On quite a run now. What kind of things are you seeing differently on the penalty kill that are leading to success?
I think when even the first couple of games here, the penalty kill wasn't terrible. It's pucks were going in somehow, but I think Scott Ford runs the penalty kill and he's doing a great job with that. The adjustments that we had to make, a couple little minor adjustments and little reminders. So again, they were getting the saves when we need to make them when there's a breakdown. But the guys have bought in. It's the same thing as the 5-on-5. They bought in 100%. And again, give the players the credit, man. They got to go out there and block the shots, right? They got to eat the puck to get it down the ice. They're willing to do those things.
Jeff? A couple of the players after the recent games have mentioned that they're holding each other accountable during games. And it kind of maybe goes back to what you were saying about when they identify when it's going right, when it's going wrong. But as a coach, is that music to your ears when you get that buy-in from the players?
Absolutely. We have to have it, right? You have to have it. And, you know, the old cliche of when a bad team, no one leads. A good team, the coaches lead. On a really good team, the players lead. And we're trying to, that's where we're going to try to get to. So we've got great leadership, great veterans here, and they're doing a good job. I talk to those guys, and they respond, right? And I always tell them, I can't fix a problem if I don't know what the problem is. So if I don't know there's a problem, they're fixing it for me. And if there's a problem, they'd come to me. So that's how you work together. And you rely on their leadership to do that, and they're doing a great job.
Couple more, Joe.
Rick, you've gone against them for a number of years now, but now coaching them for a couple weeks. What's it like just seeing Zach Werenski's game going into Milan?
So, I never had the honor of representing my country, but, Elvis did a great job for his country, and so will Z. But, the thing you love about Z is that the game's getting a little crazy, he'll go and calm it down. Like elite players do that. The elite players see the game in slow motion. Some guys see the game, it's 100 miles an hour. Some guys see it in 10 miles an hour. And then you can see everything, what's going on. He has that ability. You watch when things are getting a little scrambly, he'll just take the puck and he'll go back. And he settles things down. Then when we need a goal, you see him up ice like tonight, he's going. So he's got a great hockey IQ. He's got a great feel for the game. I knew he was a good player. I didn't know he was this good. He is elite. And he's just a wonderful, wonderful guy. Great teammate. He shows up every night to be the best player on the ice. And I love that about him.
And then Latvia, U.S. on Tuesday, Elvis versus Z, just as an NHL coach, during these tournaments and stuff, when you've got players on opposing teams, how do you watch it or approach it?
Just watch them and hope for the best for them. You know, they'll represent their countries very well, and just as important, they'll represent the Columbus Blue Jackets very well.
With the way that the team is playing, and it is a 3-week break, do you think it will be a challenge to pick up where you're leaving off here, playing really good hockey?
It's going to be a challenge for every team. It is, right? It is. We're all in the same boat. We knew this was coming. Every team knew it was coming. Now, teams will play tomorrow, and teams will play a little earlier than we come back. So it's our job as coaches to look at the schedule, okay? And we've got to practice these days. And you can't practice 12 straight days. You can't. You can't practice 4 straight days. But it's up to the coaches to get the most out of them. And I know they'll come back in great shape because, you know, the last thing we talked about, okay, we're coming out of the break. We got Boston. We can catch Boston. We got the Islanders. We can catch them. So we got to look after us. We got to go and relax and have fun, but we got to look after ourselves. And when we come back, we got to be in the right frame of mind with trying to chase those teams down. Good. Thanks. Enjoy the break.
Have a good break.
We will be back. Practice 11 a.m.